Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pada hari sidang pertama parlemen tahun ini, tanggal 4 Februari kemarin, kedua majelis parlemen memberikan suara bulat untuk mengecam antisemitisme di negara ini. Hal itu terjadi ketika desakan pihak koalisi untuk memperkenalkan hukuman wajib bagi pelanggar dibatalkan. Pemerintah kini menghimbau persatuan menjelang perdebatan mengenai Undang-Undang Ujaran Kebencian yang baru. Berikut laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Helena Krisnamurti dan Navin Razik. Mengajukan mosi untuk mengutuk ketakutan musim panas. Para pemilih Allegra Spender di Sydney Timur berulang kali diwarnai dengan noda antisemitisme. Senator Spender mengatakan perilaku seperti itu benar-benar tidak mewakili Australia.
It broke my heart last year when a mother told me that her preschool-aged daughter was proudly taking part in a Hanukkah celebration and the only thing she could think of was she's so happy, she's so proud to be Jewish. She has no idea how many people hate her. But the message today is to say that those who hate on the basis of religion, those who perpetrate crimes on the basis of religion, do not represent the Australian community.
Hal ini menyusul meningkatnya kekerasan antisemit mulai dari pembakaran pusat penitipan anak di Sydney hingga serangan pembakaran di sinagoga. Usaha pihak koalisi agar diterapkannya hukuman wajib bagi pelanggar dibatalkan. Anggota Parlemen Partai Buruh Josh Burns pernah berpikir bahwa perusakan kantornya pada bulan Juni tahun lalu adalah hal terburuk yang terjadi. Sekarang, 80 tahun setelah pembebasan Auschwitz, dia mengatakan komunitasnya mengenang kembali penganiayaan di masa lalu.
I dread of turning on my phone and looking at the news seeing another attack. We want this to be over. So we need to commit ourselves and take on the full responsibility of taking this on and doing whatever is in our power to combat it.
Bagi anggota Parlemen Koalisi Yahudi, Julian Lesser, dampak dari pengeboman sinagoga di Adas masih terasa.
What the pictures don't convey is the burnt, damp smell that still pervades the air. The scenes are shocking. The twisted metal air conditioners, the charred remains of chairs, the burnt honor boards now impossible to read that contained the names of people whose lives have been dedicated to community. And the cavity in the wall stripped bare to the brick shell where the Torah scrolls, the holiest objects in the synagogue, were kept. And the knowledge that there were people in the synagogue when it was bombed and that lives could have been lost.
Ini adalah awal dari meningkatnya kekacauan.
The only thing that will solve antisemitism in this country is tough measures, strong leadership and stronger laws. That is what is needed in Australia today.
Perdana Menteri Anthony Albanese termasuk di antara mereka yang mengutuk antisemitisme setelah Senator Spender mengajukan mosinya di Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat.
We have not wavered. Antisemitism stands in vile opposition to all we are as a nation and all that we have built together over generations. It has no place in our nation and we'll combat it with the full force of our laws and with total commitment from every level of government.
Pemimpin pihak oposisi Peter Dutton mengatakan ini adalah krisis nasional.
This is a time of national crisis and it has been brewing away and been in the making for a long period of time.
Ini seperti yang dia renungkan situasi tahun lalu.
People within the Jewish community, their friends, their supporters, and every Australian of good endeavour and of big heart has been condemning of the inaction that we've seen over the course of the last 12 months.
Mosi telah disahkan dengan suara bulat di DPR dan Senat, dan upaya pihak koalisi dilakukan untuk menuntut hukuman minimum wajib bagi pelaku teror. James Patterson adalah juru bicara pihak oposisi untuk urusan dalam negeri.
Even more important than words is actions. And what the Jewish community has been asking of governments, state and federal, in this country for 15 months now is for action to accompany the words of condemnation.
Senator independent Lydia Thorpe mengajukan amandemen kedua, menyerukan penambahan kata rasisme ke dalam mosi tersebut. Senator Crossbench Jackie Lambie terlihat sangat emosional.
This is not about politics. This is about saying, you know what, we're here for you. We're here for you. We have your backs. We don't always get this right, but we have you, and you're in our sights, and that we love you, and that we will do everything we can to protect you and your families. We don't need amendments here. This is what this is about today. It's about coming together on something so important to let them know we all stand as one.
Perdebatan mengenai keamanan masyarakat dan ketegangan kohesi sosial akan semakin meningkat, sementara parlemen mempertimbangkan undang-undang ujaran kebencian pada minggu ini. Pemerintah mengusulkan penguatan hukuman pidana bagi ancaman kekerasan atau kekerasan terhadap kelompok yang dilindungi, termasuk atas dasar ras dan agama. Senator Spender mengusulkan perubahan yang terlambat untuk secara khusus mengatasi promosi kebencian.
Words are the start of many things that we don't want as a country. And so when we consider how to stop anti-Semitism, but frankly, how to stop different types of hatred in our community, we need to consider how words are being used to drive some of this.
Peter Wertheim adalah salah satu ketua eksekutif Dewan Yahudi Australia.
They're unusable and unworkable. And we don't want another unusable, unworkable law. We want something that works.
Terkait komunitas LGBTIQ+, Anna Brown dari Equality Australia menekankan perlunya parlemen menentang kebencian dan kekerasan.
We only need to look at the events in outside Victorian Parliament where trans and gender diverse people were targeted and neo-Nazis called for their destruction. It is a scary and frightening world out there, and this parliament must stand against hatred as well as violence and stand together against this sort of harm that our community faces.
Jaksa Agung belum mengatakan apakah Partai Buruh akan mempertimbangkan amandemen itu. Parlemen kini didesak untuk kembali menunjukkan persatuan dan mengesahkan undang-undang tersebut dengan suara bulat. Laporan ini disusun oleh Navin Razik dan Helena Krishnamurthy dan disampaikan oleh Sri Dean untuk SBS Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.